Hey, and this is Rust Is Dar, ShadowTheDarkness.net, June the 11th, 2010. For all the 2012ers out there, just a little ways away, right? We're going to keep our eyes on it in this next year and a half. Tonight, we are dealing with the Pale Horse. We're dealing with, listen, this is a absolutely, vital revelation of God. It may involve the, it does involve the killing of one-fourth of mankind. Well, by sword, by famine, and by wild beasts of the earth. And my question tonight is, what or who are the wild beasts? Are they just elephants and giraffes and snakes that begin to attack people? Or are these a kind of reference to the Old Testament demonized Nephilim tribes that were sent or that came and attacked Israel? Are these the Nephilim? We're going to take a look at this tonight, and I want to say to everyone, Friday evening here on the 11th, I want to welcome all of you. We've noticed that there are thousands, literally, of new listeners in the last couple of days. Throughout this series that we started with the White Horse, Red Horse, Black Horse, and Pale Horse concerning these, globally impacting events. May I mention again, backdrop studies, Revelation 4, the centrality of the rights to, I think it involves the ability and the rights when it comes to the scroll that was going to be opened, and who opens it. So we deal with here an infinite source, absolutely infinite source. If you go back to Revelation 5, by the way, you'll see the idea of singularity, a spiritual infinite singularity. Now, God is there. God, he has a scroll, and it's completely covered on both sides with writings, but it is sealed with seven seals. Now, the interesting thing is that when it comes to the four horsemen, Revelation 6, four of those seals will be broken open, the white, the red, the black, the pale horse. In each case, we see massive, God-given revelation. This is absolutely vastly different than ancient oracles of Delphi, the ancient, the Mayans, and the prophecies, Nostradamus, Edgar Cayce, remote viewers of today. Anyone in those categories, including psychics, should take great notice should be gripped literally by the scale. Political leaders, military leaders, and others literally gripped by the scale of these revelations. This is the apocalypse, Jesu Christu, the book of Revelation. It involves nations of the world. It involves politicians and military men and women and the billions that are living on the earth. So as you and I feel that ominous presence in the air, that sense of impending doom, that everything is collapsing, whether it be politics or the nations, the economics, environmental issues. We all feel this breaking down. And on the counterfeit alternative side, we're going to be sold with the idea that, there's going to be a cleansing. Yeah, there's going to be a chaos. Yeah, there's going to be the earth is going to cleanse itself, or whatever that chaos, cleansing, catastrophic event, and a new day will come. Well, it's going to be much, it's going to be far beyond that alternative and counterfeit false prophecy from the dark side. It involves something much broader and destructive. We're talking about the four horsemen of the apocalypse and the events that will help end the world. Now, once again, let me say, depending on who you are listening, those who are studying prophecy, those who are studying conspiracy, those who are believers in Christ wanting to know how to live in the end of days, or seekers and searchers, The question is, are you prepared for the very end of days? And what will happen? When we look at the scale of millions, if not billions, looking into the coming catastrophic expectation, literally the expectation of it, it's almost as if it's in the air, in the minds and hearts of millions, if not billions. Well, tonight we're going to give a quick recap of the White Horse, Red Horse, Black Horse, and the riders, and literally what they represent. Again, this is prophetic drama. It is prophecy in pictorial, almost like a movie that has been given, a vision of movie where it's going to bring massive impact. It's very easy to remember the concept of the four horsemen. It's pretty easy to memorize or to know then when you understand what each one represents. In simple terms, white horse, antichrist; red horse, chaos in the world that collapses things; black horse, scarcity and the control of the world economics; pale horse, horrific death and destruction. Now, when we look at all of these, don't forget the centrality. Who holds the scroll, and then who is permitted to open it? Let me answer that in just a minute. Welcoming everybody coming in tonight live, and we appreciate you being here. It is now June the 11th, 2010. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. And listen, you can always go to ShatterTheDarkness.net and see the outline for the week. And we will, by July, be adding a pre-recorded night so that the whole week there'll be a one-hour session every day of the week. And so it will, the topic of the week will come down to being, instead of four, five. And we'll be having that starting in July. But now we are in this live radio broadcast. We are in kind of a time of just seeing what doors will open or what doors will close. We have been given this spot as a gift. And it was totally financially backed. And we appreciate deeply what Steve Quayle has done. In the beginning, when he told me, he just simply said that God told him to do it, and he did. But the funding for it on that side has ended, and the funds for the live broadcast ends the end of this June. We have never, in 2.5 years, on all of our broadcasts, which go to about 70 countries of the world, we're going to see this year 1,600,000 of these one-hour MP3s. Now, if you go to ShatterTheDarkness.net, you'll see hundreds and hundreds of them there, and then the links to Preemption Broadcast and all the other conferences and courses and materials and the series. Let me tell you real quick about the series. Psy Wars, remote viewing, the idea of astral projection, and the weaponization of those practices. The rise of Homo Satanas, which is going to be over 55 hours. There's a third one called ESP versus HSP, non-human enhancement. Another one called Dark Rituals, Dark Powers. I think that will be about 15 or 16 hours when it's done. 7 hours are done now. It will be the most important one we've done, I think, ever. We've done one called The Unholy Trinity, one done called The Spirit Behind Globalism, the one done called The Sequence of Satanic Evolution. We also have 7 hours on The Abyss. Steve Quayle and I have also done a few hours together on that. And we'll be doing, he's talking about he and I doing a 5-hour marathon on a Friday night coming up, so be looking for that. And then also now the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse will be counted in the series. So as you go to the site, you're going to see not only hundreds of the MP3s, and then how to link to all the rest of them we've done in the last few years. What we're saying is that we have never, ever, ever had product commercials or commercials to fund anything, nor did we ever, ever ask or request for funding. because of how broad things are now, and because we need to, and if you've ever looked at our site and saw the support tab, you could read how we approach this. And out of, again, hundreds of thousands that listen, and, well, in the last couple of years, over 2 million downloads of these, we, being very quiet about this area, we probably have about 12, 15, sometimes up to 20 individuals on a monthly basis that will send some kind of support. So what we're going to do in all of the new broadcasts and podcasts, I talked to Steve about this and others now, we're going to put a 30-second commercial. If you believe that these have been beneficial, that they would be to others, that they are timely and vital for this hour, then we will pray for 100 people or so, and we will look for those who can invest monthly or anyone who can invest. We would have to raise thousands and thousands of dollars in order to keep the live broadcast paid in advance. That's the only way I do it. Paid in advance so that the network would be all taken care of. So bottom line, you've probably never heard me do this before, but we're doing it now to say that if we're going to stay live on this, which was once given to us, we're trusting the Lord to show us one way or the other. If you want to invest, if you want to do that overall for the project, then we invite your help. And take a look at shatterthedarkness.net. Go down left side, you'll see where it talks about a little support tab. You can read about it there and how to do it if you're interested. Let me say again, we don't want to spend a lot of time, and we still will not have product commercials or commercials on, but just simply 30-second little, just, I guess you call them blurbs about funding the project. And it involves then Russians and Chinese and people from across America, Canada, Europe, South America, South Africa, China, I mean, Japan. I mean, listen, 60, 70, 80 countries of the world and hundreds of thousands that are downloading. And overall, in 1 year alone, we'll move to 1,600,000 downloads. And that's brought us a lot of activity, a lot of ministry. People have gotten saved. People have come for deliverance. People have come to conferences. People have flown in here to see me or flown me out to see them to do deliverance. And the truth is, I just love to do evangelism. But that's part of the work, and we want to do it. The work is broad. The work is very busy. We deeply apologize that we are behind on the emails, because so many have come in. It's just very hard. We got it down below 600. We're already back up to over 760. And appreciate Josh writing in tonight also. The network has now added Skype. So we're doing Skype to Skype. And we've been told by a listener tonight that the sound quality is excellent. Listen, we want to be here. We would like to have this as our own project and program. So would you pray for us, and would you consider? And we've seen some that can do investment to help take care of things in a broader way. So blessings to you. Thank you. And let's get on to the whole of the message tonight, because, listen, this is massive revelation concerning actual physical days and weeks and maybe months of human history. We are dealing with prophetic revelation out of the Word of God. We're dealing with the pictorial or the prophetic drama in pictorial form that was given to John in very dramatic fashion. And the first one, the white horse, deals with its unleashing, but there is a kind of a conquest and conquering, a progressive element to that. So let me go over the three that we've already done. Just take a minute or two for each one quickly. The white horse unleashed. Again, each horse and rider, though they are mentioned and though they are part of the prophetic dramatization of this communication, let me tell you quickly that it is what they do or what effect they bring or what they represent. They each represent global impacting events. These are worldwide events that will be affecting the world, and they will be seeable. They will be knowable. We will be, if we are here during that time, in the mix of it. So, number one, the white horse and the rider who held the bow that had authority, that went on a conquest to conquer. Now, it represents the whole, not just the Antichrist alone, because this white horse is different than Revelation 19, where in Revelation 19, the Spirit of God and the Scripture gives definitive, I mean, we're clear, very clear, who that is and what occurs. Here, we have the counterfeit. Here, we have, which matches, by the way, Matthew 24. In asking about the very end of days, the number one thing and the most content of the biblical prophecy, I mean, more, you know, what did Jesus talk about most? Seduction, deception. It all begins with that spirit of Antichrist, that counterfeit Christ, people coming in his name. It begins with that. Before we get to the chaos and the blood and the violence and the war and everything else, the famine and the earthquakes. So Jesus also, 2,000 years ago, spoke first of all, Matthew 24, don't let anybody deceive you, because that is the premise. As a matter of fact, that is what brings, causes all the rest. Because of the unprecedented, unequaled in human history, supernatural seduction, events, demonic doctrine, demonic false prophets, apostles, and writings and teachings, and a global manifestation of demonic presence, which will be Antichrist presence, which will foster the spirit of Antichrist spoken about in 1 John. It is very clear that in the first white horse, we deal with a, well, Daniel talked about him making war, coming out of lower level political realms and eventually taking front stage and being revealed to the world. What 2 Thessalonians 2 talks about as the apocalypse anthroposonomos, the unveiling of the man of lawlessness. But it occurs in the context of the deepest, broadest, widest, unequaled, unprecedented spiritual, demonic presence, power, signs, wonders, doctrines, etc. worldwide. So in accordance with the supernatural operative work of the dark side comes the rise of the largest spiritually empowered alternative presence manifesting as never before in history. That's why there's so many people having encounters, demonization, visitations, visions, signs in the skies, and the largest underground Luciferic, satanic developments that has ever occurred in history. The white horse is a reference to the sum total of the spirit of Antichrist, the regime of Antichrist, the birth of Antichrist, the eventual apocalypse to the world. Let me say again for us to remember, if the Antichrist has his apocalypse or his unveiling by the time that he's 30, as in counterfeit to Christ, well, this means that he's been here for 30 years prior. This means that if, for example, things begin to break out, chaos, the red horse and so forth occurs, and then the apocalypse of Antichrist, let me tell you something. This means that he's been around for up to at least 30 years. If it's in counterfeit, as is all the other works of Satan, to Christ, at the very least, this means without question, and my opinion is, that the Antichrist has been born maybe 25, 30 years ago. That the behind the scenes, under the secret power of lawlessness, under the operative work of Satan, that Antichrist is already there. He's born a hybrid of Satan and human female, Satan in human skin, Homo Satanus. Now, this which God calls later in the book of Revelation, beast. This is the most supernaturally empowered individual in human history. But know the nature. Where God was to come in Christ, the genetics of the incarnation, the genetics of the conception of Christ, we have a mix. We have God 100%, man 100%. You have the nature of God and the being the light of the world, unveiling, completely showing God to the world, showing the invisible God to the world. That's why Thomas knelt down and cried out, "My Lord and my God." And so it's very important to understand that in the incarnation, conception was done by God the Holy Spirit, and the mix genetically would be God and man, well, the God-man Christ. Contrasted to that, the counterfeit, the anti-Christos, Christ, is the man of lawlessness, the little horn, the beast, the one that has eyes like a man, a face, stern-faced king, master of intrigue or secret sentences, secret stuff. Daniel gives a lot of revelation. See, God gave a lot of revelation. That's why we're doing 55 hours in the series called Homo Satanas. That's why we want to put out there as much as we can. Because biblically, he will be identifiable. Outside, listen now clearly, outside of biblical, definitive, prophetic revelation that unveils who the Antichrist is, I don't believe there's any other way to know. I believe that his counterfeit incarnation, Satan, a spirit, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit, causes the conception in a mix, an unholy mix, in counterfeit to the conception of Christ and the incarnation. We have Satan incarnating. We have the fullness of the one who has the ability to masquerade as an angel of light. Can you imagine the mix, the DNA, the genetics, the idea of Satan's presence mixed in humanity? So that with the deceiving, lying nature of Satan himself, the Antichrist will look acceptable, amazing, attractive to the world. I think the concept in Genesis 3, where Eve saw that it was pleasing, there was an emotional, there was a tantalizing that emanated from the fallen cherub. This is vital for us to understand, New Agers and remote viewers and psychics. The energies you feel are inseparably connected to the entities who are emanating that presence, trying to cloak themselves. They don't want you to know who they are. And in the counterfeit incarnation, Homo Satanas, Satan in human skin, obviously, he comes in as the great deceiver, not wanting anyone to know. So that's why he's going to be considered a savior to the world in the beginning. But his presence in the apocalypse, or even now, again, if the unveiling is going to occur in a couple of years, this means that his operative work in Europe, most likely, in some political realm, most likely. And when I look through how the dark side, the Luciferic side, operates, he is clearly, I would say, it is my opinion, who has been in meetings, in high-level stuff. We find out in Revelation 16 that he's going to do a massive ritual that will affect the entire world, a release of demons. You don't think that's being done now? You think that just because you can't see it, it's like the new chapter that'll be out on Saturday and in the newsletter. 500 million satanic rituals at a minimum have been done in the last 30 to 40 years across America, not even counting Europe. The biggies probably over in Europe. bigger than Bohemian Grove and what is released there on the politicians for influence. So White Horse represents the totality of the Antichrist, spirit of, regime of, birth, development, his years of behind-the-scene work, the eventual apocalypse, his conquest to conquer and take control of the whole world. Now, as that is occurring, let me say this. Without question, we all understand that there's going to be a chaos before a new world order. It's clear in all the occult streams of demonically inspired revelation. It is clear in the actual agenda of those who are promoting, the real Luciferians who are developing the troops of Antichrist. They believe, they call it a Black Awakening, a kind of counterfeit satanic Pentecost of such release of demonic manifested power along with the troops and the individuals that have been prepared, to go crazy. I mean, to go murderously crazy. So the second horse, the second seal, the red horse, and it's been given to him. This represents, again, event. Not just an individual, but the event, the whole of the event. This is the event where peace is taken away from the entire earth. And in that process, something, well, the red horse and the rider, cause, there's a hina clause in the Greek. The arrival of the red horse, bursting out the way it does, fiery and crazy, out of nowhere, is worldwide taking peace from the earth. Irene is the word peace, meaning ultimately God's peace to us, cessation of hostilities. When Christ comes as the Prince of Peace, the total removal of hostilities. No more war, 1,000-year reign. But when the red horse, the event, the what's going to be unleashed here, and I clearly believe this is the chaos, the rebellion, the revolt, this has been plotted. It is soaked in satanic powers. And I personally believe with every ounce of my being that the dark side is literally bulging at the seams spiritually. What they have manifested, what they want to, like a dam that is cracking under the weight of the bulging gallons of water ready to thrust through. But there's a restraint, the sovereign finger of God. 2 Thessalonians 2, until he, the restrainer, is removed. But when the restrainer is removed, what happens? Well, a great revolt, a worldwide revolt, a massive chaos. The original word used in simple original Koine Greek was in reference to both military and religious coups, takeovers, and the turning over of cities, if not a nation. We're talking about a regime change in the context of the causing of vast, chaos and anarchy. I've written a major book on the subject, The Black Awakening, and over 600 pages, and it deals with what we have found out in 25 years of the underground's goal to collapse nations, to eliminate pre-chosen resistors, to cause the world to be in such dire straits and need that it's going to cry out for a savior, cry out for someone to help, and then to bring that counterfeit help, that counterfeit savior to help the world in the form of the actual apocalypse of the Antichrist, the unveiling to the globe. He's already operative. He's already at work. He's already doing the stuff. And I believe he's behind. And again, of the thousands and thousands of hours dealing with the undergrounders, real brotherhood is real Luciferian, real people. Split program, demonized, highly empowered, very able in the area of weaponry, explosives, chemicals, all that kind of stuff. Some estimate 4 million, others 10 million of them in America, if not more in Europe. So the underground conspiracy of developing the troops of Antichrist, and by the way, you realize there could be no Antichrist without troops, just like there could be no Hitler without troops. And I have almost no question at all that a few of those are listening to me right now. That sub-created personalities, programmed and demonized, doing the recon. Others listening to see what this voice is all about. Others, maybe the perpetrators, handlers, yes, listening. And by the providence of God, may the Spirit of Christ engage you, may engage your demons to show you, even the demons, your demons know that Christ is God, Savior of the world, and they fear him and they know the judgment's coming. But they're going to do all they can in their battle with, and to the believers out there, with a fury as never, listen to me now, Revelation 12, God said it, as a fury, because Satan knows his time is short, so he's furious. There's an he's enraged. There is a full force emotional drive behind the fallen cherub and the billions of demons, the whole regime. One, to bring a seduction, a masquerading as the foundation. Then eventually to bring the visible regime with a leader to the world. That takes care of the white and the red horse. Those are the events, my friends. And as far as the chaos breaking out, who knows? Next week, next year, 2 years, I don't know. They are bulging of the streams. Whenever God removes the restrainer, you can be sure all hell will break loose. Following this unleashing, and they hope to kill millions, and we're talking global, the whole earth. So what follows when millions are dead, nations are collapsed, cities are in flames, skirmishes of war occurred, electrical grid is down, communications grids are down, when people can't get to the banks and get their money, when the food chain is all disrupted, when all of this begins to settle down, there's no food. There's going to be a battle for food. That food is going to be so scarce that an entire day's wages get just a little cupful. That's the concept of the black horse. The third seal is unleashed, and the revelation of God in pictorial form pictures the world in massive scarcity. And obviously it implies somebody has enough control to where you can buy, where it can be sold. Who's going to be in control of that? Globalists. The spirit behind globalism, for all the New Agers out there, is the fallen cherub, Ephesians chapter 2, a prince of the power of the Eros, a spirit now operative in those, again, that don't have the Spirit of God in them. And if you have not the Spirit of Christ, Romans 8 says, you're none of his. If you're lost and you are without Christ right now, you are in dire danger of the loss of your soul, your life forever, of being swallowed up. So I'm going to say to the remote viewers and the psychics, to the New Agers, to the occultists, to the, you know, all across the board, let me tell you very clearly, embracing the counterfeit energies that emanate from the dark spirits, the non-human enhancements that they're giving to you to preoccupy you, to open you up, to enhance your humanity, to keep you blind from your lost state, to keep you blind from seeing the glory of the God that loves you, that came for you, that died on the cross, that blasted apart the finality of death. Only Jesus Christ in all of history could say, I am the resurrection and the life. If any man believe in me, though he die, yet shall he live. The resurrection of Christ is the blasting apart of the finality of death. But now, listen, the black horse dealing with scarcity of food, the economic system, the sense of control that will come, the concept of don't hurt the oil, the wine, the luxuries. Somebody's going to be in charge. In the United States, there's this fierce takeover now. Europe's already had this happening. But under the surface of these spiritual waters comes a political and military ideology that is written straight out of Satan's playbook. And it's all about the coming globalism. Revelation 12 talks about to deceive, to lead astray the whole of the world. Globalism, from beginning to end, has a spirit behind it. All the ideology, all the writings, all of the verbiage, all of the spiritual empowerment of globalism comes from finite dark spirits that brings the broadest, unequaled, spiritual, alternative deception meant to steal your soul and or use you for the ultimate purpose that the fallen cherub has. So as a man behind a microphone, compelled by the Spirit of God, who knows the presence, the love, the power, the new life that the living Christ, whom Satan could not defeat, demons trembled and feared. Do you understand that we're talking about the book of Revelation? Apocalypse Jesu Christu, the apocalypse of Jesus Christ. You cannot stop the visible return. You cannot stop the eventual catching up of all believers worldwide. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Those believers who are still alive will be caught up, harpezo, snatched up in the twinkling of an eye, glorified. My dear friend, ultimately, all of us need indestructible immortality. Not the deception and sickening cycle of reincarnation. Not the I wish I may, I wish I might going off into never land. Christ died for a reason for you, shedding innocent, sinless, holy blood. His death, his resurrection, prophesied up to 1,000 years in advance, 700 years in advance, hundreds of years in advance, almost 300 times. The massive communication of his first arrival was there. The massive communication concerning the second coming, Revelation 19. It is massive and clear. And you know what God has done in grace? He's given us prophetic revelation that tells us of all of what God is going to do. And in this prophetic revelation, specifically in the New Testament, God has given us massive insight of what Satan's going to do, the effects of the evolutionary manifestation of satanic presence. That's right. God gives a heads up. Just like in Revelation 5, we have someone on the throne. We have the centrality of God, the singularity of God, infinite, immeasurable, immaterial, indefeatable, immortal, indestructible. God. And this God, Logos, became human flesh and dwelt for a while among us. Jesus Christ is why these four horse revelations, what they represent, the revelations they represent, this is why. Because we're in a battle for our very souls, not just oil, not just political arenas, not just, who really cares who wins American Idol when all of this is coming down? God has given us a kind of heavenly television picture, the four horsemen. The horse and the rider is only a pictorial representation of the events. The black horse represents the event of the ultimate control of the food and money, the economic systems, with the idea of using it as a control mechanism for compliance. You want food? Come down to the neighboring new center where you have to show your ID or get an ID in order to get and buy food. Yeah, I do believe you should be storing up and having things and be prepared and know how to have a garden planted and all those kind of things. But it's more than just the physical survival. Will you be a spiritual man or woman of God in Christ? Will you be a witness? Do you realize that during this time, this whole timing of the four horsemen, which I believe begins prior to the apocalypse, of course, of the Antichrist, because he's got to be born before, all the way to the very end. All the way to the very end. I believe it covers, you know, at least, at the very least, 6 years or more of time. But in that time, we're looking at, now we're looking at the fourth seal. A scroll that only the infinite God holds in his hand. Remote viewer, psychic reader, seers of the dead, Edgar Cayceites, Nostradamusites. You can't touch this. They couldn't. This is of God. And who can open the future of mankind? Who can unleash the revelation of the specific, detailed, infallible, irrevocable events of the days and the weeks and the months of the end of days? Who can do that? Who's worthy? Not Nostradamus. Edgar Cayce, forget it. Sylvia Brown? Couldn't come to the edge of the table here. Those that are guided by non-human enhancement of the dark side, whether they think it's their light workers or not, if it's not God the Holy Spirit dwelling within you, in which you are someone who loves Christ and follows Christ, the living Christ, then you're toast. You're done. You've been deceived. You've been hoodwinked. You've been fooled more than once, twice, whatever. You've been layered now with the counterfeit, which God has tried to give you a warning about, which God may be giving you a warning about right now. It is by the providence of God that we are in this 1 hour together live, and thousands of you will download this in the archives. Maybe some of you will use it evangelistically. You know what I mean? Let's spend the bulk of the time we have left with the pale horse. When you begin to look at the end here, you have one seal, a second seal, a third seal, and then a fourth seal that only Christ, only the real Christ can now open up to you. Only he can save you. Only he can heal you. Only he can give you the gift of indestructible mortality. Look at what he's done. Look who he is. So we come now to the next simple verse, verse 7 in chapter 6. In reference to the Lamb, when the Lamb had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast, of the living creatures, come and see, come forth, come. And I looked and behold a pale horse, the Greek word for pale. It's almost the idea of a greenish, palish death look. Someone that looks sickly and that's dying and at the point of death, where their physical appearance looks bad. We're looking at a sickly looking pale horse. The vivid picture describes the what the event is all about. And the writer, this time the writer, well, his name that sat on him, this writer, is death. So now we have the picture of a sickly pale horse and a rider, and immediately the name of the rider, the centrality of this revelation is all about death. This is the death revelation. This is God showing what will happen after the full force of Antichrist's, well, rise, apocalypse, and all, after the chaos, the red horse, and the event that will help cause the tearing down, the collapse of the world, the black horse, and the pushing of people to the point of coming under control because of the scarcities. What it's going to cost, who's going to get it, and how they're going to get it. Right after all of this comes, you think, well, isn't that all bad enough? But another tsunami, another event. That's why Jesus said, dear friend, 2,000 years ago in the book of the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, that the days that we're talking about are so wicked, so violent, so devastating, that unless Jesus would cut them short, unless God himself would cut those days short, no human being would be left on the earth. There's a principle that came from a book called Hitler in the New Age by Bob Rozio, and I've used it more than 1,000 times. I've never forgot it from the first day I've read it, and the phrase simply, in dealing with the rise of Nazism, Hitler, and all the rest, the spiritual deception that brought about the death of millions upon millions upon millions, the death camps and everything else. Here's the principle. Deception always brings destruction. In the pinnacle, the unprecedented, unequaled presence of demonic power, activity, masquerading, seduction, Antichrist, Satan in human skin himself. There will be no higher time in all of human history than this coming time of the manifest presence of Satan. The manifest power, not just in a city, not just where Satan had his throne in Pergamum, not just Babylon, we're talking worldwide. We're talking the most, not only can you feel it in the air, but it's in people, that it's in lives, that the mark of the beast and the worship of the image all involves demonic. It's almost as though there's a technology, there's physics behind it all, of course. I don't have time to go into that. We'll do a series just on the mark and on the image here coming up. But the pale horse and the rider death, and quickly it says, hell followed, I mean like right behind. The emphasis in the Greek would be immediately connected to, inseparable to, death is hell, or Hades, literally. This is a vast revelation that this massive, massive death will occur, and the concept that many of those dying are hellbound. That hell is right there prepared. Are you going to go to hell? Are you going to lose your soul for eternity? You say, well, that's not fair. God does. You know what? Are you lost? See, it's your sin, my sin. The wages of sin is death. Death is an enemy of God. Jesus died on the cross to conquer death, conquer hell, conquer Satan, conquer your sins. Outside of Christ, where are you going to get that? Outside of the purpose, God so loved you. That's why he sent Christ to take your place. All the blood and all the pain and all the agony at the cross was supposed to be yours. Christ is the holosmos. Well, check it out, second chapter of 1 John. The atoning sacrifice for our sins, but not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. My dear friend, your sin and my sin, we, the human race, open the door to the radical evil. And only because we, the human race, are opening the door in a broader way than in all of history to the ramped up agenda, manifesting agenda of Satan, guess what? The pinnacle of deception brings about the unequaled, unprecedented destruction. Can you read this in Revelation 6, verse 8? And power, authority was literally authority, exousia, was given to him. You know, now we're dealing with a event where the power, or it was given to, and the idea here is like that terminology, exousia, that idea of a temporary empowerment, ability. And he's here to do what? Over 1/4 of the earth. Now, is that regional? He's given authority, exousia, this idea, he's given authority, a temporal authority, namely, in the satanic sense, they get it by rights, by gaining the right to something. Jesus said in Luke's gospel, in dealing with the devil repeated back that he was going to give Jesus all the kingdoms of the world because it's been given to him. He had the right. He had the right to offer it because he had authority over it. The God of this world, you know, the God of this world that blinds minds. Or 1 John 5, the evil one in control of the whole fallen world system. So here comes now, you know, an event, and what brings the event. Authority is given over 1/4 part of the earth to kill with sword. Notice the instruments. Now, is this 1/4 of a region? Is this all the European area? Is this the Arabic countries? Is this in the you know, is it a regional issue? It doesn't say. It says 1/4 part of the earth, period. How will so many millions, if not billions, die? Here's the instruments under the power of the concept or of the representation of the pale horse and the rider death, hell following, Hades following. 1/4 part of the earth. Going to kill by sword, which this Greek word refers to a soldier's longer spear. The idea of a spear. This is the idea of soldiers that carry weapons. They're going to be able to kill with this kind of military sword. It's a reference directly to what a soldier, a Greek or a Roman soldier, would carry. So millions and millions will die in this wave. Millions will die in this wave. If you ever read Revelation 9, by the time you get to the end of the seals and everything else, 1/3 of mankind is gone. If that was to occur today, we're talking over 2 billion people dead in a short period of time. Maybe less than 3 or 4 years. That's never happened in history, but it's going to happen. Here we have this picture where, whether it's just the overall Middle East areas and all that, or, you know, whether it just simply represents a segment, a region. We do know that when Antichrist is in full power, he will give edicts to seek to annihilate believers in Christ worldwide, to come against Israel, literally, to annihilate. That's one of the ultimate plans. But here, the dying of millions, if not billions at this point, to kill with sword, military sword, the idea of a soldier's sword. Secondly, with hunger, the Greek word famine. People will die sheer of just famine. See how this is connected to the black horse. And then it says this, listen clearly now, and with death and with the beasts of the earth. With beasts of the earth. You know what I did? I looked up this word beasts. Now, I thought about this for a long time. Millions are going to die in this Therion. Of course, it refers primarily to the animals. If you do an Old Testament study, well, let me say, first of all, if you do a New Testament study, you're going to see by going to 1 Corinthians 15. Paul talks about fighting wild beasts in Ephesus in presenting the gospel. Because, you know, there riots occurred and they were fought against, and Artemis was there, and this was a city. You know, Ephesus was a city of high, you know, a lot of demonization. That when the gospel was finally preached and the power of God came, many people came out with their books on sorcery. 50,000 drachma. That means 50,000 days of wages. Massive, massive, massive books and materials that opened the door to the dark side. Artemis, Diana, Hecate, the Artemis worship. This was where they were screaming in riotous form. They were just in frenzy. Every time you see those crowds where they're in frenzy, they're riotous and in frenzy, and they're losing their mind. You got to realize there's usually the concept of a spiritual mounting. In Ephesus, it would have been because of the presence of Artemis. You ever go back and see who Artemis is? Nephilim? Hey, those in Nashville, you've got the Temple of Diana, which is Artemis. I've been there. I was taken there and walked into what is to be the representation of that Temple of Diana, Artemis originally. And when I went in and through these massive doors, and then I looked way up and I saw, I don't know how many, 30 feet, 40 feet high, 50 feet high, where the goddess, and she had demon symbols and snakes and all over. She was like a Nephilim. She was like a Nephilim. And so the wild beasts of the earth that are going to help in this revelation of this pale horse and the killing of millions. Millions will die by sword, by famine, by death, by wild beasts. I don't believe it's going to be monkeys gone wild or giraffes attacking people. Maybe it'll be some snakes biting people. It might be part of that. But in the Old Testament, if you go back to Ezekiel, when even God talks about sending wild beasts through the country, he's talking about tribes that were demonized, if not Nephilim tribes. We may be dealing here. Listen, do a deep study. We're at the end of the hour. Do a deep study on beasts in the Old Testament. Part of those millions that will die in this future event, it'll be caused by wild beasts. Are they Nephilim? Are they Chimera? Are they crossbreed? Are they just humans demonized? Millions will die at the hands of wild beasts. Time to do a little study, my friends. Come to Christ if you haven't. Blessings to you in Christ who know him. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net.